Okay, Boker Tov, everybody. So we're continuing Perek Chaf Bet, the 22nd Perek of Mesilat Yesharim. And we're up to the third part of Anava, or the third way that Anava manifests itself, and that's Sinat HaRabanut uBrichat HaKavod. Hating positions of leadership, of control over others, and running away from honor. So Mishnah Ruchai, this is a full Mishnah, it's an explicit Mishnah. Ehav et HaMelachas, you should love the work, the effort, usna et harabanut, and you should hate being in control over other people. You should hate the positions, appointments of honor and control over others. Vamru od, and the Chachamim also said, hagas libo behora'a, somebody who wants to become a dayan, a judge, or a teacher, because he wants to get honor, because he thinks so highly of himself, and he wants to get more honor from other people. That's what leads him to this position. So what is he? He's shote, he's a fool, he's rasha, he's evil, v'gas ruach, and considered to have a coarse spirit. It's a very negative thing. V'amru kol ha-rodef achar ha-kavod, ha-kavod boreach menu. The Chachamim also tell us that anybody who runs after kavod, kavod runs away from him. Anybody who pursues kavod, the kavod will run away from him. I remember my Rebbe in 9th grade once told us the following story. He said that one time, somebody came to his rabbi and said, Rabbi, I'm always running after the kavod, because there's another statement that says that anybody who runs away from the kavod runs after him. So he says, I'm always running away from the kavod, but the kavod never runs after me. So the rabbi said, do you know why? He said, why? So the rabbi said, because whenever you're running away from the honor, you're always looking over your shoulder to see if the honor is catching up with you or not. That's not called running away from the honor. So this is based on this statement of the Chachamim, that anybody who runs after honor, the honor runs away from him. Anybody who runs away from honor, the honor will pursue him. V'amru od, they also taught, al teitze lariv maher. Don't go quickly out to the machloket, to the disagreement, meaning to judge the disagreement. Le'olam al tehi ratz achar haserara. Don't run after positions of leadership, control over others. Lama, why? Pen ma ta'aseh ba'acharita. Because of what's going to happen at the end. What do you mean what's going to happen at the end? So he continues. L'machar ba'im v'shoalim l'cha she'lo. Tomorrow they're going to come and ask you questions. Ma ta'am shivam. What are you going to answer them? A person who chose and pursued positions of leadership, honor, control over others, judgment, in order because he wants to get honor himself from the position. So then he's going to catch up with him because eventually at some point, somebody's going to come and say, well, you know, here's the situation, what are you going to do? And he won't know the answer because he wasn't worthy of that position of honor, of kavod. Ocham, furthermore, Rabbi Menachama b'shem, Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Menachama says the name Rabbi Tanchum. Anybody who accepts sirara, a position of power over others, but kedei lehanot mimena, because he wants to enjoy, he wants to get pleasure and benefit from the position, he likes being in such a position of honor. Eino ela kanoef hazeh. Listen to this. Ramchal says that such a person, or Ramchal quoting the Chachamim, really, it's really the Chachamim who say this, that such a person, this is all from the, I think from the Psikta, so such a person is considered to be like an adulterer. Shehu nehenem yigufa shalisha. Just like the adulterer, he has enjoyment from the woman, but the woman's not his. It's not his place. It's not for him. So too, the person who gets kavod takes the position of honor because he wants to benefit, he wants to enjoy it, he wants to get the honor. He takes the leadership position because he enjoys getting that honor from being in the leadership position. He likes the attention that he gets, that's why he does it. Such a person is enjoying, he's getting pleasure from the sirara, from the leadership, which doesn't really belong to him because it's not his place. He's not supposed to be there. That's not the right person, not the right time, or not the right place. Ocham, furthermore, over there, Amma Rabbi Abahu says, Ani, which is Hashem is speaking, Nikreti Kadosh. Hashem says, I'm called Kadosh. Haim ein mecha kol amidot halalu sheyesh bi, lo tekabel alecha serara. If you don't have all these character traits that I have, don't accept leadership upon yourself. Okay, so we see Ramchal says that a person shouldn't be pursuing positions of leadership, control over others, honor, etc. Because that's contradictory to anava. It goes against this midah of humility. But in the next shiur, it can be really, really fascinating, interesting, meaningful discussions about why a person should stay away from leadership and the great, great challenge that being in a position of leadership and the great responsibility that being in a position of leadership places on a person. Okay, have a wonderful day, everybody. Kol tov.